Ready? In 3, 2. All right. Wow. Okay. Red couch time, boys and girls. We're here right now today. What is this, line six? We're line six of the Creed. We're just marching through the Creed. Dutch Bros Experience Podcast. We're here in the studios right now with our very own Caitlin Berry. Hi, Caitlin.
What's up, guys?
Line six of the Creed. Are you nervous?
So nervous.
I could tell. You've been a nervous wreck this week. Is that okay to say that? Can I say that? No, you know what? No one else could tell. The only reason I could tell is because I actually know you guys so well. So I was like, oh man, something's really up with Caitlin. I'm really scared. Oh, it's the podcast. She has to go on it. Well, hey, just for everyone out there, I'm giving a quality interview right now to Caitlin Berry. Quality interview time.
Can't wait.
But it's going to be along the lines of line six of the Dutch Creed, which is to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about enthusiasm. What does that even mean? What's
enthusiasm,
that word?
Enthusiasm. That's a good word.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of synonyms for that word.
Tell me what's enthusiasm for you?
I think it's like seeing other people happy. You know when you came back from Mexico last week?
Yeah.
And you were meeting in my office and we're talking about Kocha and you were just giggling the whole time because you were so excited to see me.
Tequila. It was the tequila. No, I don't drink tequila.
But that made me really happy. I mean, for real, like your happiness, the things that I got to see you expressing, it made me feel happy. And then I can turn around and do that for someone else. You're laughing, now I'm laughing, now the next person's laughing, and we're all just happy.
That's kind of what was going on earlier when we were freestyle rapping. That's why I was trying to get you to drop a rhyme for me. And you put in a valiant effort, I guess. I'm really excited. You guys, FYI, just for the Dutch Nation to know this, before we record every podcast, we freestyle rap. And we have to, the only reason is to exercise our creativity. And Caitlin Berry's was top-notch today. So maybe we'll release that to the masses. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But so to be enthusiastic, is that like, about the success of others as you are about your own? But it's like two parts. It's being excited for success for other people and then being excited for your own thing. So there is like a little bit of giving and a little bit of taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like being served and then being a servant in a weird way. Is that weird?
I think being served is a weird thing.
Why?
It kind of makes people uncomfortable.
Well, it does?
I think it can. I think it's a lot easier to give than it is to take.
Yeah.
But what's important is knowing when it's okay to take and to be happy for yourself. And
How do you share then with, sometimes, I'm just going to be honest because I'm a human. But sometimes it's hard to be excited or enthusiastic about other people's success for especially when it's like, it has nothing to do with you intimately. You know what I mean? Like, where you're like, oh, well, cool. How do you actually overcome, because I think the thing that battles that is, like jealousy, envy, those are the kind of things that kind of like are opposing to being enthusiastic for the success of someone else.
Yeah, jealousy is a real thing. And I think that's a natural thing. And I think that's okay because that means that people want more for themselves. And hopefully it's in a positive way where they're trying to achieve more. But I don't think it matters if you know someone intimately or not to be excited about them. I get excited about people I've never met, someone I might just be passing on the street, if they're excited about something, someone you see on TV. And it's also the converse. Enthusiasm is amazing, but I think that it's just as important to grieve with people or when people are sad. And that's one of the best things about being a broista, is that you have that opportunity and that outlet to be able to celebrate people when they're excited and to be able to mourn with people when they're not.
Now, you've transitioned from being in the stands, and you've been out here at HQ with us for how long now?
3 years.
Holy moly.
What?
Time travel.
I'm actually one of the old people here now, I feel like.
Yeah, well, I'm young, so I don't know. No, you have been around for a long time now. So with it, I mean, you in the stand, it's like you get that interaction all the time. Mm-hmm. So now you've kind of that muscle of grieving with someone, of relating, really, is all, absolutely. I guess, what it is.
Yeah.
So what happens when you don't have that that constant relationship happening? You know what I mean? Like, and how do you, and why? Why is it important to be enthusiastic about someone else being successful or to grieve with someone when they're grieving? Why does that even matter?
Well, to answer your first question, when I did move to Grants Pass and HQ, I really did miss that feeling of seeing all the people in the window and relating to them so much that I would actually go pick up shifts or just kind of stop by for an hour in the stand and work the window. You know, you and I have worked a shift together at least once.
Yeah.
Few.
Best shift ever.
Yeah, so good. Quality.
So the quality of the mess I made was unbelievable. It was at Motown. Wow, Mark Berry on mm-hmm. the...
And we've traveled. We've worked in traveling places too.
Sundance, holler.
But I think that when you aren't able to do that every day in the stand, you find other areas in your life to be able to relate to people. We're lucky to be here in this company and at headquarters where we have the opportunity to talk with people every single day. So we don't necessarily see people in the window, but we have over 100 people in this office that we have the opportunity to relate to and to celebrate them and, you know, all those different ways that we get to connect. We're really fortunate. I mean, we have a whole day dedicated to it.
Yeah, that's true.
Office.
Wednesday party day. Why do you think it's important, though, to do that?
I think that that's what we were made to do. I mean, we're human and we have all of these emotions. I don't think we were made to just go through life just stale and thinking about ourselves. Like, that's what makes us who we are, is the ability to connect with other people.
Yeah.
And I think that it brings meaning and purpose to your life.
Yeah, it creates a little bit of depth. It does create it a little more mm-hmm. to what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's nice because it develops that relationship, and then you're able to, like, if when you get excited about someone else or for them, or mm-hmm. when you can you know, mourn with them, even though you're, you know, not necessarily like feeling it the same way they're feeling, you know, whether it's the pain or the joy, the pain or the pleasure, but it creates a commonality. Is that a word? Is that even a word?
Yeah, commonality is a word.
Yeah,
it's totally a word.
Commonality.
Yeah.
So it creates this commonality between you, mm-hmm. and then that trust gets developed, and then you can kind of, you know, develop that relationship. And then it makes it easier. So that actually, the next time you're actually enthusiastic with them about success, or you're, you know, mourning with them or grieving with them, it's a little more, it's not, because not to say that you're faking it, but it's just,
it means you feel that much
it
more.
It means mm-hmm. it more, yeah. There's more value in
mm-hmm.
it. You got to throw commonality in your next freestyle. Commonality. Hello. Hey, so tell me about, how do you express your enthusiasm for your own successes? Like, do you, here's an interesting thing is, like, it's, you were said it earlier, you know, it's a little, to be served, it can be a little uncomfortable or a little awkward sometimes. So, but sometimes, like, that is like to get praise or to get, you know, to achieve sometimes can be scary. People are, like, can be fearful of, like, I don't want to succeed because I don't want the attention, or I don't want the accolades, or I don't want the, you know. So how do you, what do you do? How do you?
I think it's important just to be grateful and to show that gratitude. And you can celebrate yourself in just the way that you present yourself. Like, for me, it's not about acknowledgement. But if I achieve something and I feel really excited about that, I just want my mood to reflect it. And where I'm, like, broadcasting this level of, like, happiness, enthusiasm that is almost contagious, and it maybe will affect someone else's day. So it's not about celebrating myself. I think it's about celebrating the moment and being able to showcase that attitude, you know?
Now, you said something interesting to me earlier before we started rapping like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You said something about Coachapalooza is coming up, which mm-hmm. it is. And by the time this airs, maybe it'll be gone. Here and gone. It's fine. Oh. Coach, but there's another one coming in June. Get ready. But what is it exactly you do out here at HQ now?
Great question.
Thanks. I'm full of... This is a quality interview.
Okay. So I have the amazing opportunity to manage our events department here at HQ.
Yeah.
And so I get to put on all of the different events we do, anything from Coachapalooza to Summit, and then all different kinds of marketing events like the Timbers that we just signed with, the University of Oregon, Oregon State, and of course our famous holiday party. I mean, we do a lot of different kinds of events. We do a lot of things within the community, and we do a lot of things for our Dutch Bros community. And I love being able to help put those events on and make sure people know that they feel special. We try to think through every little detail, you know?
Now, when you're planning for that, for those events, obviously they're all going to be different. They're all going to be unique. They're all kind of crazy and wild. How do you make, you know, I mean, this is a big event where a lot of people are coming. How do you make an individual feel special?
I think when we are planning the event, we are really focusing on who's coming and what would be important to them. And I think the biggest thing about our Dutch community is the connection. So making sure that we provide plenty of outlets for them to connect, for them to feel celebrated, for them to feel a part of our amazing culture. And then just making sure to take the time to talk to people, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that we all get together and it's a big party and we're all dancing and it's fun, and that's one of my favorite parts, but it's also great just to meet new people and just talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, it's there's that saying that is, what is it? Don't sweat the small stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which, when you're putting on something like this, it's like, it's almost like the opposite. It's like, don't sweat the big stuff. Let's pay attention to those small things, because the magic's in the details.
Absolutely. That's a good point. I mean, I often overthink things, and I do sometimes get worried, because I really want it to be great for all the people that are coming. But what's really important is the people that are there and the people that we bring, and having the opportunity for them to be together and connect. So the little things are absolutely important, but the relationship is more important.
Yeah. So when you're doing all that stuff, obviously you're going to be super busy at Coachella. You're going to be kind of everywhere, making sure everything's happening, make sure all those details are being met, making sure that the whole shebang is fluid and stuff. But how do you then, to, you know what I mean? So I guess I'm getting to, like, you're making sure everyone else is getting served, all those, that it's a successful event. But then how do you make sure that you get served? Like, what do you do to fill your cup back up, I guess?
At Coachella, or
well,
it's not happening?
I mean, just in life as a whole.
I think just taking time to spend with family and friends is important. But one of the things that really fills my cup is giving back. And that's been something that's been ingrained in me my entire life. From a very young age, I started volunteering. And it just, like, it made my heart happy. And I went into to college.
Where'd you go to college?
Chico.
Chico?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Chico State.
What?
It's an awesome place to be.
I've never been there, but I'm going to take your word for it.
It's really fun.
I feel like I'm too old to go to Chico State now.
No, you know what I loved most about it? Everyone perceives it to be some big party school, which I'm sure it has that. But my favorite part of Chico was the community and the impact that you can make.
Yeah.
And when I moved there and I had the opportunity to volunteer and be involved in a volunteer organization that I eventually was able to run with an amazing team of people, that was what spoke to my heart. And going out there, and whether it was with the animals, I volunteered at a humane society, or in the classroom with the kids, like, seeing the difference that you can make in their lives, or just how much that they appreciate you being there, that's what fills my cup. And still to this day, I'm helping coach soccer with Brian Maxwell's team.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
he needs all the help he can get.
No,
have you ever
seen
that guy kick a soccer ball?
He's amazing. He has a lot of help. I'm just a little support. But those are the things that make me happy, and that's how I feel like I can fill my cup. Along with, you know, spending time with family. And
yeah. Do you, I mean, do you, yeah, yeah, Mark's over there, like, all like, yes, please.
Don't forget about me.
When you, I mean, so now Coachella goes on and Coachella's done, it's successful. What do you, like, how do you celebrate that?
Well, first, it takes a lot of people to put on that event.
Yeah.
And I want to just appreciate every single one of them and make sure that they know how amazing of a job they did. So I love, you know, being able to take my team out or just a big dinner, a big celebration, I think, with like just fun and just carefree and, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. I think it is. It's important to, I think, well, one of the reasons I like that line in the Creed is because I like that it first talks about others, you know, like it's like, hey, to be just as enthusiastic about the success of others. So it puts like putting others before yourself. But then like, you know, then it also is saying to like, you know, just be, it's almost like, hey, treat it like it was your own, like it was yours. Like their joy is your joy. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, like you were saying with volunteering and all that stuff, like when you do that, you do find that it's like, wow, the secret. I mean, Tony Robbins always says it, the secret to living is giving, you know, and it is. There's something about I think I've mentioned this before, but like one of my favorite things, like Christmas time. I mean, yes, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I do love getting gifts. It's radical. But like my favorite is when like I can get a gift that's unique to that person,
mm-hmm.
you know, not like, oh, you know, I got you a gift card or I got you something, but it's like, dude, check this out. And you know, it's like you didn't even know that you loved this, but I knew you did. Yeah. And I knew you would.
You're
and,
so good at that. You're always so thoughtful.
Well, you know, what can I say? I'm just a very sentimental, emotional fella. It's because I'm surrounded by so many girls.
Yeah. Is gifts your love language?
I don't know. I don't even know what my love language is. I forgot. I took that test, but I forgot.
Well,
I think mine with my lady, obviously, is physical touch. Hello. Hello. How is any dude's not physical touch? But anyways.
Well, mine is more words. So I might not be super great at giving gifts, although I try. But I want to be able to tell someone how much I love them and appreciate them and then spend time with them. That's what matters most to me. And it feels really good to hear that, too, even though it can be awkward when someone's telling you how much they appreciate you, and that's kind of like mm-hmm. celebrating the success of yourself.
Yeah,
it does feel good.
Yeah, it does. It feels nice to be complimented. It feels nice to be praised. What I think what happens sometimes too is you're say you're working with your crew and everybody's killing it and it's awesome and the stand's doing great or whatever, and it's easy to forget to praise people or to compliment them or to because we get used to it.
Yeah,
you know, because we're surrounded in that atmosphere all the time of like of the those relationship building things that sometimes sometimes you do forget the details, not of the event, but the details of the relationship that mm-hmm. need to be maintained too.
Yeah, you know, and also on that same vein, I think there is such a thing as over complimenting in our culture. That can really happen, and that's something that I try to be really conscientious of. Like, I want to compliment people, absolutely, but I want to mean it. I don't want to just mm-hmm. say, you're doing a great job, or keep rocking on, or whatever it is. If I don't truly mean that, I want to be able to look them in the eye and say, mm-hmm. I appreciate you doing X, Y, and Z, and thank you so much for your thoughtfulness in this way, so that it means more, because I think that
no, I agree. Well, I think it's if you're to be as enthusiastic about the success of others, or just and that success can be anything. It can be growth. It can be life. It can be whatever. It doesn't mean that like be like, wow, you're making great money, so I'm excited for you. But it's easy it's like you if you were to receive mm-hmm. some kind of praise, you want it to be as authentic as possible.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to receive some kind of grieving, or you know what I'm saying, like. That I think that's a good point, is because, you know, it's like crying wolf. It's like you do it so many times. It's like, bro, you don't
doesn't mean it.
You don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you say love you all the time, but you really don't even care mm-hmm. about how I feel. So why do you tell me you love me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of stuff. And I think that it can be abused, you know, just like anything else, I guess. But yeah, crazy.
I have to say too, your love language was not that, actually. But what it was something you talked about. It was acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
That, when you did the test, that
my husband knows me so well. Acts of service.
Who invited this guy in here? Get out of here.
Peanut gallery.
Oh, jeez.
I just got a few things.
He's like, love language. He's like, hey.
It's true.
Babe, no, you love when nothing happens and we watch Netflix.
No, that's him.
Yeah, that's me.
But touch, or, sorry,
Acts of service is my love language, and I love to provide acts of service, and I love to...
Do you think that, I mean, that book's probably an important thing to read then? I mean, really, because you're going to understand how to relate, and it's more for you, really. Like, I was like, well, this is, oh, this makes sense of why I enjoy this, and I don't care so much about that. Because my wife and I, we don't have the same love language, you know? She doesn't like, she's not super sentimental. Like, I'm like, babe, check out this letter. I had written this to you when we had first met. And she's like, cool. And I'm like, no, like, I said this stuff and it was beautiful. And then I cry for hours, you know.
Sounds about right.
I know, I'm a baby. Well,
let's talk about people.
What do you want to talk about people about? What do you want to say? Like Angie or Ashley?
They are pretty great.
You know what
their
I call
passion.
Them?
You know
I call them the Bobbsey twins.
What are you passionate about, Brant?
Comic books. Well, first off, initially, my lady, obviously. Hello.
Number one.
My wife and my girls, passionate about them. But then comic books. Well, I mean, well, then coffee, then comics. And there's like a whole gamut of things. You know, I guess life, really. What I'm actually, if it goes down to the really root core of all of it, is I think I'm passionate about love.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
I'm passionate about passion, I think. I like people that are passionate.
That's exactly how I am. See, that's why we get along so well.
I know.
I didn't know that was truly a passion until I went to college. When I was in high school, I always thought that there were, like, certain degrees you can get, and I thought it was, like, math and history and English, you know, the things that you take when you're in high school. And I went to college to find out there's so much more. I got my degree in communications. But I also got a degree in career and life planning.
Oh, geez.
Which, who even knew that was a degree?
But I'm not good at it. I probably should take some courses because I need planning.
But what it is.
Organizations.
But what it is, it's about people. And that was when I truly found that my passion is in people.
Yeah.
Is in seeing people happy. Is in seeing people reach their potential. So anything that I can do to help make that happen is what makes me so happy.
So what? Well, how then? I mean, okay, we're gonna. What would you say to the Dutch Nation on how to be? How would you encourage them, or coach them, or motivate them to be enthusiastic for others just as much as you are for yourself? How do you do that?
Well, what's really beautiful about our company is I think they're all already doing it. They are enthusiastic about others, just like in Vancouver, when they're praying with their customer, Dutchies are doing that all over the West Coast. And it's because they care about the people that come through. They've spent the time to make the relationships with their customers, and they are enthusiastic, and they are celebrating them. And if they're not, I mean, they're not working for us.
And they're to your point, too, they're also grieving with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And I think that is something that's beautiful. So, wow, you know, like, I guess, just keep doing what you're doing, Dutch Nation. You guys already kind of have it figured out.
You're already killing it.
Yeah. So, well, if there, I mean, we're going to have to cut it short. I know you want to keep talking to me because who doesn't? But we have to cut it short so that we can get back to our rap record that we're recording.
Okay, perfect.
But
starring Brant Boersma and Caitlin Berry.
Yeah, that's right. Bra, bra, bra. Boy, 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 boy.
Oh
what if you got one little shout out to the Dutch Nation, what do you want to tell them?
And just along with that, just allowing yourself to be vulnerable and to develop those relationships, that's what's going to allow you to be enthusiastic. I know, like, for me personally, I just notice everything and I can't even help it. It's ingrained. So noticing your face when I walk in here, but like understanding how you're feeling. And I think that a lot of our baristas do that, but allow yourself to be vulnerable and to connect, and you'll always be able to celebrate people, and you'll always be able to grieve with people because you understand what they're going through.
Yeah. I think that's big, that connection and those relationships, and it's huge. It's important. You know, because here's the deal, dude. You guys, we're all alive right now together on the planet Earth, dude. That's crazy. Because there's been so many humans that have been alive before us, and there's going to be a ton that come after us, too.
Mm-hmm.
So why not connect? Why not relate and continue to be enthusiastic for each other and for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, love yourself, you know?
Of course.
Justin Bieber said it, right? I don't know. He kind of said it in a mean way, but I think it's true, though. You know, you should love yourself.
You should.
It's, I think too, you know, I mean, sorry, one last bit, but if you don't love yourself, it's going to be really hard to love others because mm-hmm. you're not even going to know what it feels like,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I think you need to love on you.
Yeah. You have to find what truly matters to you. And I think I went through that. I think everyone goes through that in life, but I went through a time where I was really sad because I didn't love myself and I was constantly relying on other forms of people to build me up before I was able to find that you have to love who you are, understand who you are, and have just love yourself and find that. For me, I'm a spiritual person, so I don't know if you're like allowed to talk about that.
No, podcast. You don't say any. You don't say words.
Don't talk about God.
Don't you say words.
But that was. You could cut a lot of this, right?
Nope. We freestyle.
Jeez.
We only cut up Angie's just because she actually went in and cut it all up herself.
Good job. Teach me how. But for me, it was learning to be able to connect spiritually. That was how I learned to love myself. And I think it's absolutely important that you have that solid foundation before you can go out and pour on to others.
Yeah, I think that there comes this time in life, I mean, it's probably around 18, 19, 20 years old, where you're like, who am I and what am I doing and where am I going and what do I want? And like, you start tripping out, you know, and you've been influenced over years from family, from your friends, from all that stuff. And then it's time to like blossom out and mm-hmm. you're kind of like, what? And you start to trip out.
What do
I
do? Yeah.
So I think it's a big part of like, you know, I mean, I would say, dude, go out and find you. Go find yourself. Yeah. Find it. You know, is it going to be in spirituality? Is it going to be in some kind of weird hobby? Is it going to be whatever it is that you're going to discover all that? Because you're going to find you.
Yeah,
you will.
Absolutely.
You'll find it. And it's okay to fail a little mm-hmm. on the way. But mm-hmm. once you do that, you're going to find that like, man, wow, it's going to start becoming easier and easier because yeah. you're going to figure out who you are. And now all of a sudden it's easier to serve others and to love on others.
Yeah.
And which in turn is going to feed you even more and more. And so.
Exactly. It's the circle of life.
It's life, baby. Woo. It's growing. It's changing. All right. Well, thank you, Caitlin. We love you. We appreciate you coming out here and spending some time with us on the red couch.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Well, and thank you, Dutch Nation. We love you guys. We hope that you guys are having a fantastic spring. Holy moly. And if you want to get bored, go ahead and do yourself a favor and watch some baseball. No, just kidding. But Ashley's bro, Brandon Drury, he's playing ball. And
Where's he playing ball?
Is it Arizona?
Yeah. Did he make the starting lineup?
He did. He made the starting lineup.
Right.
So super radical.
Yay. So exciting.
So yay. Hit a home run for us, Brandon. All right. All right, Dutch Nation, we love you guys. Stay up.
Peace. I knew you were going to say peace.
You did not.